Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Oh, good morning, or is it? Who knows? Not a great morning with the Steelers losing last night 29-17. We talk all about it this morning right now. It is 6:01. Thank you for joining us. It's also a good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency fan hotline. It's open all morning. We take your calls. 412-928-9370. Hit us on that fan hotline. It's presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. So much to get into. Mike Tomlin, definitively, here's where we start, telling everyone who's calling for it, who's saying it, who needs it, who wants it, there will be no wholesale changes.
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So answer that question definitively no.
Yes, the answer is definitively no. Now, I do have a question, though, that rises to the surface when you hear that. Why does he have to look at the tape for something like that? He says, I need to look at the tape. And it's just, it doesn't seem to line up with some other decisions that he makes. You know, he's able to make some decisions very quickly. This one he has to say, well, wait, I need to look at the tape and diagnose everything. That's odd to me. But more so, the deeper issue with all of this is here. If there, and I'm not, I don't know, I'm still, I can be torn and pulled either way with Mitch Trubisky, with Kenny Pickett. But no matter what side are you on, I think this is undeniable. If there was ever a time for a personnel overhaul, it's now. You have 10 days, you host the Jets at home, and the season, even though you're just 1-2, it's starting or could start to slide away. You could easily be 2-6 or 1-7 after the bye. If there ever was a time, and I'll sort of construct my argument as we go through the show today, because I don't know what side I fall on, Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett. But to be so dismissive of it that quick and make a decision and say, no, it's definitely happening, I think that's short-sighted to do it right after a game.
No, I think that just shows his faith in Mitch and shows his lack of faith in maybe the play caller, maybe Matt Canada. And that's why he needs to watch the film. That's why he needs to look at the actual details of the flow of the game. I mean, when you're a head coach, there's so many things going on. And I'm not making excuses for Mike Tomlin. I'm really not right now. But there's a lot of things going on within the game that you don't see the details in the fine print of the offense. And, you know, he's more of a defensive guy, so he's probably more locked in on the defensive side. But with the offensive side, you don't look at the fine, you know, print within the flow of the game. That's whenever you have to sit back and really diagnose in detail what you see on film. And I think that might be what he's getting at. And, you know, I think it's really pointing at Matt Canada.
Yeah, I just think when you look the way this team has looked for much of the first three games, really – five halves out of the six that they've played of football, it's very easy to look at it, even if you haven't looked at the tape, and say, that's not getting it done. That offense is not getting it done. And whether it's the coordinator that you come back to, whether it's the quarterback that you come back to, even though Mitch Trubisky had a couple nice throws last night, whatever you come back to, you come back to the fact that this team with that offense isn't going to win more than two games before the bye. And if that's the case, what the hell do you have to lose by going to the rookie first-round draft pick quarterback?
I don't know if you go to Kenny Pickett, but I do think you seriously investigate Matt Canada's job here. You know, it is hypocritical for Mike Tomlin to say, I need to look at the tape, I've got to really diagnose it, but nobody's losing their job. What if the tape yields that there's a dereliction of duty from the offensive coordinator? How are you so steadfast saying no one's going to lose their job? I need to look at the tape. What if the tape is awful and shows you that Matt Canada is terrible? Again, I don't know if they need to go to a different quarterback, but I do know we talked about this yesterday and we're seeing it play out right now. Somebody needs to save Mike Tomlin from Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is given all this power, has all this power. What more does he need to see to know that Matt Canada ain't the guy?
Or that you're going to make any kind of change. Again, to your point, Colin, I don't know. Let's say you do go back and watch the tape, like you said, and you see that this guy isn't getting it done or that guy isn't getting it done. I don't care who it is, from Matt Canada all the way down to name a guy on the offensive side of the football. If you look at that tape and then say, well, that's not what we want, and I can't imagine there's a lot of guys on that offense right now that you're looking at and saying, that's exactly what I want, then why wouldn't you make the change now? Next to the bye week, this is the most time you're going to have in between games. This is your opportunity to set things maybe off on a different course, in a different direction, early enough in the season where maybe you actually can affect some kind of change.
Okay, but what can they change, though? Like, where are they going to go?
It's the not coordinator, like, in it's Colin's not like they suggestion. Have a, the quarterback, in my
not,
suggestion.
It's not like they have a bullpen full of people that they can pick from and be like, all right, well, we could replace this guy with this guy.
Your suggestion earlier in the week, Doran, of bringing a consultant to help tweak this offense over the next 10 days is a great one.
Yes.
Players aren't going to be back till Monday. Bring somebody in this morning and have them sit with you over the weekend and develop something different for this offense. Or if you decide that it's not the coordinator, it's the quarterback, now's your chance to tell Kenny, hey, you've got a couple extra days and an extra day or two of practice to make sure that you've got a grasp on everything. And if you've got any questions, now's the time to have them, kid, because we're going to you. Whatever the change may be, now is the time to make that change before you end up going 2-6 or 1-7 before the bye.
I don't need to hire Sean Payton to hire somebody who's better than Matt Canada, at least in the interim. Even if, why can't Mike Sullivan call plays? Why can't that happen? It'll be the same concepts. It'll be the same things. I understand that. But at what point, and this falls back on Mike Tomlin now, at what point do you look at everything going on, and not just this year, but last year too, with Matt Canada, and say, this just isn't good enough. You're not producing. We can't continue to do this. And change, not just for change's sake, but change because you think you can get better with something different.
Well, I don't think that Mike Sullivan's going to fix anything. I think that if they're in this situation where it is early in the season, if they do make a change, it has to be significant. And if you're going to make a change to a whole entire offense or incorporate things within a whole entire offense, don't you want to go and get one of the best that is literally sitting on the couch? Why would you go to somebody like Mike Sullivan, who's probably not going to fix something, will just kind of just mask over it and just kind of just massage it a little bit?
What are you recommending then, Doran?
Well, I'm recommending bringing in a high-level consultant
then
that has
do
been
that.
Around the game.
Then
yes.
Do that. But I think everybody can agree with this. In the middle of this vortex, the common denominator is this. Matt Canada can't continue to be the person coordinating this offense if it's going to function at its best capabilities. I actually don't think Mitch Trubisky was terrible last night. I think he was about average or okay. I think conceptually and game plan wise, and you're starting to hear players rumble like this, Deontay Johnson.
It could be anything when it comes to them. When I say them, the coaches are, not throwing them on the bus or whatever, but, we can only do what they tell us to do and make plays, and that's about it.
You actually are throwing them under the bus in a big way, and you're throwing Matt Canada under the bus by saying we only do what we're told and we can only do what we're told and be put in the positions that we're in. It's never going to work with Matt Canada.
Yeah, and Doran, I totally understand what you're saying. If you get rid of your offensive coordinator in season, it is a massive change. Even if schematically everything winds up being the same, it's just a different guy calling the plays. But when I hear that from Deontay, and we heard it last week, I'm inclined to say just get rid of the guy because they don't believe in him. And if you don't believe in him through 3 weeks, and it was 2 weeks, man, that's only going to get worse. That schism between the players and that coordinator, it's not going to get better. And then it makes me wonder, and Mike Tomlin, you would think, wouldn't let this happen, but the divide between the offense and the defense then, I wonder how much that starts to grow, and then you lose everything. Then the foundation's already crumbling, and now it's gone. I got to look long and hard at saying, Matt, thanks, but get the hell out of here.
Right. And the thing is, I'm having a hard time for the people that say, well, listen, this is a team that the offense was looking better last night. They looked better. They sure did. But you know what? They scored 17 points against a team in which the Jets just scored 31 points against and Carolina scored 24 points against.
Right.
The things that
17 points ain't good enough.
Right. The things that they started to find in the first half completely vaporized at halftime.
And they're their own worst enemy in pace and tempo. It is. I'll tell you what is absolutely crazy to me. That everybody in this town, it's idiotic. Everybody who watches a Steeler game has screamed and yelled and understands that pace and tempo is the way to go. They go with pace, they go with tempo, bang, they go right down the field. And then they seem to say, we don't like our own success. Let's not do that anymore.
Right.
I don't understand that at all. I don't.
And this is a defense in Cleveland that I talked to a scout the other day who said that the coverage was blown so bad at the end of that Jets game, he didn't know who to blame. You would think speeding up a defense like that might be to your advantage. Mm-hmm. Make them have to communicate on the field. I realize they're going to probably run more simplistic things on defense than the counter, but make them have to communicate on the field.
Let's break it right down to base level and work off a couple things. One, it's starting to come to surface for sure that for whatever the opinions were, the outlier opinions, oh, Mitch Trubisky's really terrible, and oh, Mitch Trubisky can be great, throw those out the window. What 80% of the people said, because those are outliers, 10% this way, 10% that way. What 80% of the people said was this. We know what Mitch Trubisky is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see that's exactly fact.
Yeah, even when they did take those shots in the middle of the field late, for example, he almost got Claypool killed, and he threw one 15 feet over.
He is what everybody thought, what most people thought he would be that didn't have an outlier opinion. He is a game manager. He's an okay quarterback. He's about average. So you're working off that baseline. That's number one. The second baseline we're working off when we bring it down to kind of ground zero here is this. Matt Canada way in over his head. You take those two things. You have, as I outlined to start, a 10-day window right now. The Jets coming in, a game at home, and your season, while it seems to be slipping away, you still have a chance to grab it. When else are you going to get an opportunity like that to make a change?
Not until the bye week when you're 2-6.
Correct. And then it's too far gone.
Exactly.
If you're ever going to do something, i.e. with a quarterback or the coordinator, it's now. And if Mike Tomlin doesn't do it, that's fine. It's understandable. But if he, like he said right there, doesn't entertain it or even think about it, that's unconscionable to me. Yeah.
It's become consistency for consistency's sake rather than because the consistent thing is working. The consistent thing is not working. When the consistent thing is not working, you become inconsistent. You become thoughtfully non-rhythmic, to use a Tomlinism, and you change up what hasn't worked.
And you know what? And they'll tell you, and coaches and players and teams will tell you, you know, we take it one game at a time. But the guys know who they have coming up after the Jets. And they know the task they have at hand and the probability they have facing them in beating those teams, Miami, Buffalo. Tampa's in there, right?
Mm-hmm. And Philly.
And Philly. They know that those teams are coming up. So, Colin, to your point, when is the time? If not now.
Right.
When is the time?
The fact that he was so dismissive and doesn't even give it a think is just, it's ridiculous to me. It is stubborn. It's incredible. And at some point, people, more people in this town, need to understand it's okay to say Mike Tomlin's doing some things wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things. Because there's no accountability because he feels so freaking safe in his job.
Because the only person that can walk into his office and tell him what to do has the last name Rooney.
And they don't care to do it.
Nope.
They don't care. This, Art II right now, is not a guy that really cares much about being involved in the inner workings of the football situation.
And coming into the season, the question was, will Mike Tomlin have another winning season now without Ben? And there was almost some criticism this offseason about, hey, he's not going to have a winning season, and if you don't do it with Ben, it's going to look really bad. And if they don't have a winning season, and they're cruising for a losing season right now, Mike Tomlin's going to have to wear that because of the lead feet that he's walking with right now. It's going to be every bit on him because we can all see this happening in front of our own two eyes, and the only person who seems to be missing it is Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He better own 6-11.
This is where, if you're, again, I thought about this yesterday and we did talk about it. It's somebody like White or somebody like that, but then again, what do they really have to gain? Because they're just talking to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to change.
Well, and they know that their boss isn't interested in seeing anything change either, to your point about Art.
It's wild. It's wild to me how damn stubborn they are over at the Steelers. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Hit us there, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We get into a lot more Steelers stuff. Get money coming up in just a moment. Our Twitter poll before the hour is out. Don't forget, we got lots of great guests today. Lee Sterling, Mike DeFabo, he covers the Steelers now for The Athletic. He joins in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, go bet. Bet on all these games. Bet on the games that are left this week. The week's just starting. Football season's underway, so now's the perfect time. Download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get no sweat first bet up to $1,000.
Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. And if you're a new user, yes, free bets back if your first bet doesn't win, up to $1,000 in that no-sweat first bet when you use our promo code FAN, F-A-N. There are plenty of games out there this weekend that may help you feel a little bit better despite what went down last night. Maybe you got an eye on that Bills-Dolphins game we talked about yesterday. Chiefs-Colts, our buddy Nick Costos had an angle on that. Whatever angle you think you have, you find a game, maybe a side or a total. Pair those bets with, I don't know, maybe a player prop, an anytime touchdown score. Get one of those same game parlays or even a same game parlay plus across multiple games and boost those odds. Your chance to win is with FanDuel in this no sweat first bet. Download the app today. Plug in our promo code FAN. That's F-A-N and make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in PA. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.